Patriots fans have been waiting 5 long months for football to return. It's been 5 months with storm clouds hovering over the franchise, but tonight, football is back. And the league's best fans welcome the defending Super Bowl champions back to the football field. We are live behind Gillette Stadium at the Patriots practice field. Welcome to this live training camp edition of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Day one of camp is in the books. Bill Belichick put his troops to the first practice of the year, and Dan Roach tells us it was a very eventful day.
Training camp 2015 is officially underway here in Foxborough as the defending Super Bowl champions took to the scorching hot Gillette Stadium practice fields shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Patriots fans cheered every Tom Brady move as he continues to receive unwavering support both in and outside of the organization. As for Brady's backup, second-year quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is feeling much more comfortable than he did 12 months ago.
It's night and day. Last year, I was trying to pick up the playbook, meetings, had to spin it a little bit. So, this year it's a little different. Got different goals and everything, and focusing on that.
Meanwhile, as they begin their 2015 campaign, the defending Super Bowl champs will have a huge target on their backs. But once again, they're ready to ignore all the noise.
I mean, what we do is we play football and we love to do it. And, we don't put all that time and hard work in away from our family, to go out to maybe win. So, we're out here, we're playing to win, not playing for smoke and mirrors or because, one team says this about us or one guy says this. Man, we're out here and we're playing together because this is what we love to do.
There are many new faces on this team, especially in the defensive backfield, where there's been a lot of turnover. And one of those fresh faces just signed veteran cornerback Terrell Brown.
New team, new attitude, new mindset. For me, for all the players, we're not looking at, the past. The past is the past, and now this is the present. So just looking to build off of what we did today and try to get better, come out here and work and compete every day and just try to earn a job.
Overall, a good day one for the defending champions, despite the sweltering heat.
Yeah, the fans are great. It's always great to come out here. They help you get through camp with all their chants, with all their support, with cheering, whenever there's a touchdown, whenever there's a big play happen, it gets you excited.
Fans are very excited as well. The Patriots tell us today's attendance, 10,108. Steve, they couldn't confirm it. It's not an overall record, but they believe it could be an opening day record for training camp. So the enthusiasm certainly there once again.
No question about that. Your first impressions of the day.
I'll give you three quick thoughts.
Go ahead.
First, I'll give you Tom Brady. Looks like Tom Brady. Nothing seems to faze this guy. Right. The other thing is I would tell all fantasy football owners to get Scott Chandler. He's going to be a great tight end duo with Gronk. And finally, seeing Hightower, Mayo, not on the PUP list, physically unable to perform list, seeing them on the practice field healthier or getting healthier, that's a great sign.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Great job as usual. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access live from Gillette Stadium right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We kick off the 2015 training camp by sitting down with head coach Bill Belichick.
Now it's time to come out here and compete for positions and playing time on the team.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. For the 13th straight season, the Patriots opened the 2015 training camp here at Gillette Stadium. They're part of a record 20 teams that no longer travel away from home to camp. Only 12 teams currently leave the comfort of their home to try and bond as a team during training camp. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. Head coach Bill Belichick kicked off his 41st NFL training camp today. That is truly remarkable. This afternoon, Scott Zolak sat down with the coach.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Coach, back at it again, another camp. And you had some time away, but I want to ask you this question. At this stage of camp, you know, when you get away and you see some of the pictures, maybe you're on the boat, you see you renamed the boat this year. Congratulations on that.
Nice.
You got the hat on. Are you totally away from football, or are you still tinkering? Maybe the cell phone rings, or you forget about that one offensive set. What do you do when you're away?
Yeah, try to put it in the background, but, you know, sometimes things come up, and, you know, it's you never really know. You're kind of always on call, but it was good to get a little break, but it's good to be back.
Great thing about football is your teams change year to year, and you make adjustments. There's free agency. There's the draft. You talked a lot this spring at length about it being a teaching process. Well, here we are. This is training camp. What's cranked up? What's the thought process now beyond teaching?
Yeah, well, just giving everybody enough reps to get an opportunity to evaluate them. And, you know, these guys have worked hard. They're in good condition. We had a good spring. We got a lot done this spring. And now it's time to come out here and compete for positions and playing time on the team. So, you know, that'll really start on Saturday and we get into pads. But, you know, we can start to do a little bit of it here these first 2 days.
With the uncertainty around your quarterback, Tom Brady, is there enough time, is there enough reps and practices, whether single days, whether pads, unpadded, to get everybody reps and get them ready to play?
Yeah, well, right now everybody's just, you know, taking their turn in there. We're evaluating everybody, and everybody's getting an opportunity to play. So we're not really worried about, you know, any of that stuff right now.
I remember sitting here with you this time last year, and Dante Scarnecchia, great member of your coaching staff. I had Scar, too. You know, you had that transfer going where it was going to be Googe, and Googe was taking over the offensive lineman. Scotty O'Brien, no longer on your staff yet. He's still around. Talk about Joe Judge and Ray Ventrone and how they're working together with the special teams unit and how Scotty is passing on to them.
Right. Well, yeah, Scott definitely passed the baton along. He worked with Joe. Joe really trained under him for 3 years as his assistant. Now Joe's taken over. Of course, Bubba has played in our system. He's also played in a couple other systems in the league. So he has a lot of special teams playing experience, and, you know, he's converting some of that playing experience into becoming a coach. And, you know, he's made a great transition, done a great job. And I think he and Joe have, you know, worked well together. And I know they're both excited to get out on the field, Ray as a coach, Joe as the head special teams coach, and, you know, get to work here. And we've had a good spring, so hopefully we can build on that this year in training camp.
Devin McCourty yesterday talked about this having the feeling of the first day of school. He's that excited. Do you have that feeling? Do you exude the same excitement?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good way to put it. That's kind of like the first day of school. You kind of get back into the routine, get back into the mode, and as we get through it here a few days, we'll get into a good working routine, work ourselves into football condition, both, you know, on and off the field, not just on the field, but also our preparation, our study, and our rest and so forth, and get into a routine. So that's really what training camp's for, is to just kind of grind it out day by day and get yourself ready for the regular season, both in preparation and physically.
Coach, have a great camp. I'll see you against the Packers.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe. Still to come, I go one-on-one with Patriots captain Devin McCourty. Stay with us. Patriots All Access continues live from Gillette.
Coming this fall on Patriots All Access, Julian Edelman, conductor. Go behind the scenes as the Patriots receiver joins the BSO for a musical evening.
I'm taking the Patriot way, and I'm trying to bring it to conducting.
Meet the Garoppolos. We travel back to Illinois and introduce you to the Patriots quarterback and his tight-knit family.
There's never a dull moment in the house.
Oh!
A lot of action.
Come on!
And we follow receiver Brandon LaFell's path to the NFL.
Make sure you tell the people on Doc Man what was your favorite Power Ranger too, man.
Hey, you called out, man. You called out.
Like the Green Ranger. That's my boy Luke, man.
From high school in Texas to Super Bowl champion.
Coach Butler, Coach Nolan really, like, held my hand. Made sure I got to classes. Made sure I wasn't skipping when they saw me in the hallways. Got me back to class. Made sure I was doing the right thing. It just helped me become a better person.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. You know, it's hard to believe that Devin McCourty is beginning his sixth year with the Patriots, and he'll be here for a while after signing a brand-new multi-year deal in the offseason. I sat down with McCourty after this morning's practice.
First day of training camp, Devin, is in the books. How did it feel like? How did it go for you being out there for real?
It was good. You know, it's always good to come back and, you know, get on the field. This still has the OTAs, mini camp feel, you know, just being out here with no pads on yet and obviously still no jersey. So it's just good to get back into it. And I think everyone's excited to finally move forward and get the pads on day three and really get after it.
You've been through this so many times. On the first day of mini camp, in the first few days of mini camp, who's ahead, the offense or the defense when you're first starting out there?
Well, I'm always a firm believer the offense always has advantage when no one can hit them. So I think they like running routes where, you know, you might be able to jam them a little bit, but, you know, there's no pads to get or anything. So I always think they love it. I mean, we have to hear Tom's mouth the first 2 days heavily. So I can't wait till we get to shut him up a little bit.
So Tom's chirping out there
always,
already?
Always. That's his go-to.
Well, speaking about Tom, this team feels as a unit that you got your quarterbacks back, right, with everything that's going on?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the team understands for us to do what he wants and what we need as a team, we got to focus on football and come out here each day of training camp and be prepared to get better and put a day's work in each day and not waste time with anything else.
Talk about, if you would, your defensive backfield, because now there's two huge holes to fill. No Revis, no Browner. Obviously, you're back there, but you guys got some making up to do, don't you?
Yeah, you know, to me, it's like every other year. I don't think I've ever come back here after a season and we had all four guys that started in the secondary back. So I think we've moved on past, you know, the guys that were here last year. You know, I don't think that matters to us. It's all about how we can be prepared to go with what's here now. And I think those guys are really putting in the work. They understand, you know, how talented of a group we were last year and what those two guys brought to the team. And I think everyone's trying to find what they can bring to the team this year. And I'm excited. You know, I think when guys leave, all it does is open opportunity for the next guy to step up. And, you know, we don't just have a few guys. We have a lot of guys that want to go out there and play and compete. So camp should be fun. You know, it's going to be a lot of competition all across the secondary. And I think that brings out the best in everyone and overall makes us a better team.
Devin McCourty, our guest. Still ahead, our roundtable discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo as Patriots All Access continues in just a moment.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Once again, I want to apologize to the fans of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. I was wrong to put my faith in the league.
The fans are so great here in New England. It's good to see them giving cheers for Mr. Brady and Mr. Kraft alongside. And joining me now, it's time now for our roundtable discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. We waited all the show for this, but now I have to ask you about the latest with Tom Brady.
Well, you think those fans were sort of eager to that kind of a response for Tom Brady? I'm sure the players appreciated it, too, because I know I speak for Mike. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of even thinking about it. It's nice to get football at the forefront of the mind. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Tom Brady, but I did like that response today, and it was a welcome sight.
Well, it's going to be up to the courts right now. You know, it moved to New York. That's where it's going to be held, and the judge sort of telling both sides, let's tone down the rhetoric and really encouraging them to try to get to a settlement before it gets into the court.
Before it even gets to court. Okay, let's go to the practice field today, because now the coaching staff has to get two quarterbacks prepared. How difficult a job is that?
Well, you know, with Belichick, he's so easy. It's so easy for him to compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. And if I could speak, I would be able to say it a lot better than that. But I am always amazed at their ability to get the distractions behind them. And normally I would say that's got to be a really difficult task. How do you know? The uncertainty going forward. But with him, I don't worry about it as much. We'll figure out. There'll be some little nuances to training camp that are maybe a little bit different than in the past. And he'll get both of these guys ready. And then when they figure out what exactly is going to be the course of action in September, I'll guarantee you that both of these guys will be ready.
It's very interesting to watch the repetitions because you want to see if there's anything different here,
yeah.
Steve. You know, are they giving Garoppolo first-team reps
right,
and Brady?
Sure.
So we watch it from that perspective.
What'd you take away today?
All Brady first-team reps followed by Garoppolo. But overall, I think we'd all agree they probably got the same amount of reps. And really, guys, this only becomes an issue when you get into game planning. That's when you really want the quarterback you know you're going to have to get the most reps.
All right, I want to ask you both your impressions of day one. I'll start with you, Paul.
Well, what really struck me, and Rochi touched on it earlier in the show, is some of the veterans, guys like Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones, you know, Gerard Mayo, being out there and not on a list. Mimi Hightower surprised me the most because of some of the reports that we had heard about how long that rehab process was going to be from his shoulder surgery. So great sign to see them out there. They weren't doing a ton. No one was in pads anyway. But to see those guys out there active, they got through the conditioning run and all that stuff, to see them out there with their helmets on and with everybody else, that was a great first sign for me.
Your impression?
Well, I'm going to go from a perspective standpoint. I think about us being here at this time, first practice last year, and we didn't know about Malcolm Butler. We didn't really know who he was, what he was all about, whether he would even be on the team. And I think about watching this practice, how they're going to be relying on him to possibly do more this year. And then after practice, he comes over to all the media for an interview. And there must have been, I want to say, 70 credentialed reporters around him. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, how much a year makes a difference for Malcolm Butler.
So who will be the next Malcolm Butler this year?
Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, here's
we'll figure
one.
It out. How about Jimmy Jean?
You never know.
There's an undrafted cornerback, great size. We'll see. Maybe he can be one of those
you
guys.
Talk about rookies. How about the fourth-round picks, the two guards, Trey Jackson and Shaq Mason, both getting some significant reps alongside Brian Stork on that first-unit offensive line. A lot of people have questions. How are they going to fill those guard spots with Dan Connolly retired?
All right, guys. Great job as usual. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Keep in mind, we are just 2 weeks away from the first preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. You can catch it right here on WBZ. I'm Steve Burton. So long, everybody. Have a great week.